All right. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. I am Rashawn Parker. And if you haven't already, please go watch my television show, Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition, about some really fantastic chef-owned restaurants. And it's streaming on Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. Tubi TV, P.S., it's free TV. Fox is like, here, just watch whatever you want. My guest today, or this evening, or whenever the hell you're listening, is a fantastic gentleman that I have just met, named Chris Sheeler, host of the Sheeler Select podcast, where he also talks about things and stuff and the who's, what's, how's, and what haves and use of people's lives. What's up, Chris?
Oh, just another night here in Virginia. So, just, you know, been a good day, been a good Monday. So, you know, just taking it all in.
Nice.
Appreciate you, Chad.
Thanks for being here. I drive through your lovely state about once a year on my way back to Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Is that where you, you're in Ohio?
I'm in Savannah here, but my family is in Ohio. So I take the old 33 up and 95, 33.
I've only been to Ohio maybe twice in my life, and I went through to Youngstown University. And
oh, that's not the best place for you to go to get an example of Ohio.
Well, I mean, I thought it was pretty. I mean, it was nice. I went up there for an interview. I didn't get the job, but finished second place. That sucks. But well,
fuck Youngstown. Yeah. You know, like, sorry, Youngstown. I don't mean that, I guess. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been there.
You don't like it?
I don't. I mean, it never had a good reputation.
Oh,
it was like, yeah. It was like one of the more you might get shot towns.
Ohio. Maybe it's a good thing I didn't go up there then.
From what I remember, you know, that was like 15, 20 years ago. So it could be just a gorgeous, very, you know, it could just all be breweries now. I don't know. I should look it up. I shouldn't just trash a town just
just off that.
Just off my memories from like who knows how long ago.
Yeah, but no, I'm in the southwestern part of Virginia, so we get all four seasons. It's pretty nice right through here. So,
nice.
Yeah.
I grew up in, well, I didn't grow up in, but I went to college and spent a good part of my 20s in Athens, Ohio, which is on the border of West Virginia.
Yeah,
like by Parkersburg. So you're a little further down the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. Like I'm right outside Virginia Tech.
I have an ex-sister-in-law who went to Virginia Tech.
Okay.
She was there for the actual shooting back, like 15 years ago?
Yeah, I think that was, I want to say 2006. So, yeah, there you go, 15 years ago. Yeah. I know it was terrible, so.
Time flies.
Yeah, you know, someone said something about being 30 years ago, and you're like, oh, that's probably like 1970 or whatever. It's actually like the 90s now, right?
You know? Yeah, dude. I don't know if you know this, but Nirvana is classic rock.
Is that what it's considered now?
Yeah, like all that shit is. Like all of it, like all the 90s is now like played on the classic rock stations.
Mm-hmm. So what's the classic rock considered now?
Oh, it still goes. I think it still goes all the way.
Combine classic rock, or they don't call it oldies now?
Yeah, no, oldies I think still falls in the 50s and like prior, right? I don't think Fleetwood Mac made it to like oldies status. Yeah, ZZ Top, maybe.
I guess they're just not calling it grunge anymore. They just said hell with that.
Right, that kind of faded out. What happened?
I mean that grunge era, and then you had punk rock, and I don't know, maybe all that's starting to be considered classic rock now.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. And you know, I'm trying to catch it. I'm gonna put a picture of you sitting with me.
Okay,
there's Chris, guys. But yeah, time flies. The hair fades, and
oh, I know how that's going, trust me, man.
Oh, you look good though. I tested it out a long time ago because I had long hair. I had like fucking long hair down to my shoulders.
Sure.
For like 7 years. And I was at Target one day with my buddy, and then we were looking at clippers, and I'm like, I don't know why we were looking at the clippers, but we're like, dude, if I buy these clippers, we're going to shave our heads. And he's like, well, don't buy the clippers. And I'm like, but I think it might be like, it's just summertime and it's hot, right? Like, Hair is a pain in the dick. I don't know how women deal with it.
Like, I guess you suffer through it, man. But no, it's made life a lot more, a little bit simpler as far as the grooming needs for me. I just shave it every day. But yeah, I mean, I didn't have much of a choice. You know, I went to a dermatologist, and I think I was 24. Mine started thinning out. And they said I could either take a pill for the rest of my life. I forgot what the pill was called.
My wife knows.
I can use Rogaine.
That shit doesn't work. I tried it.
Well, they said it would work, but they said immediately if I stopped using it, it'll just fall back out.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm just going to cut it off, man. I mean, I'll just embrace it and see what happens.
Fucking look good, son.
Man, I appreciate that, you know? Well, it's been about 10 years now I've been rocking it, so.
Yeah, I rocked it for several years until finally a girlfriend of mine was like, you have hair. You should probably rock it while you got it.
I agree.
And I was like, but then I have to pay for haircuts. And I did. I paid for haircuts for a long time, but now I do this all myself. It's just
nice
because no one else does it right. I have the whole balding circle working its way out, you know.
Yeah.
And so I have to hide it by shaving it super short in the back to like work its way out.
What you gotta do, man. But there is parts that sometimes I just, man, I wish I had some luscious locks going again just to try something out. So I watched Dune the other night on Saturday night. Jason Momoa. Yeah, and I had to watch his hair the whole time. I was like, man.
Now, the second you get in a convertible in the summertime and it sticks to your face, you're like, fuck this shit.
Okay. I watched that. I was like, man, I wonder what it would be like to have that long hair. Like that.
You can try on a wig.
Even when I had the hair, I didn't have it that long, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, well. It's my 20s. Anyway, you probably interviewed a bunch of randomly cool people. Have you hung out with any foodies or anything that would be of the category that I might be interested in? Any cool guests that you're just like, man, that was one of my most memorable.
Yeah, so I've had a lot of different ones. You know, when I started my podcast, I didn't want to pigeonhole myself in just a one topic and just have my whole podcast based around that one subject. So I wanted to just be able to interview different people, such as like yourself, as just a foodie. And I've had a couple psychologists on there. I get a lot of authors that on there. It's just cool just to talk about their ways of life and what they've been through and, you know, their views on whatever. I mean, so I've had a lot of, I'm still pretty new into the podcasting game. I'm coming up on 1 year, but, so I've had a couple people just talk about one guy. He wrote a book on just how, since we're talking about time here, talked about how the inventions of time, well, not the inventions of time, the inventions of man-made stuff has like changed and progressively gotten faster and faster over time. And now in the future, we're going to be looking into robotics. So, and that was a pretty interesting conversation just to see that, oh man, you know, I didn't even think about it, you know, how, you know, obviously radio changed the way things were
communicated. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, roughly when did the first iPhone come out? Maybe 2000.
It was 2009. 2009. I remember somebody having it and being like, what the f*** is that?
So that's what, 12 years ago. And look how we've progressed from just that one iPhone and what we have now. And just,
my wife just got the 13. So
sick. It looks sick. I was debating if I should get it.
I mean, I have the 12. I have a 12 and an 11. Like, I use them for, they're not phones. Some of them, half of them are cameras, and one's just like a full on social media phone. It's just like, I had three lines for like a long time, and I never used the third line because my wife kept buying iPads that weren't like with the SIM card. Right. And I'm like,
yeah,
honey, stop. Why, we can't even like, So I finally was like, and I don't want the extra phone number, but having connectivity on another device just anywhere is pretty cool.
Is it hard managing three lines? Like
that? I don't use the other line. Like, I don't, okay. Like, okay. It's not, like, if there is a phone number for it, like, so I guess if you just, you know, it gets phone calls sometimes, but I try to remember to just, like, leave it on airplane mode if I'm not using it.
I've seen where you can now get, like, primary number and a secondary number just on one phone, and I think you can actually switch back and forth just on the one phone of, like, which number you want active at that time to be able to take calls and shit.
Yeah, I used to have it forwarded. I had that number forwarded because I'm like, maybe I'll use it for business or something. And I'm like, it's just not going to do that. Like, I got to like pass out two numbers and like, I don't know. That's a pain in my, I don't know. Who needs two phone numbers? And WhatsApp. Yeah. Like, what's up with that? Like, how many phone numbers do people really need? Like,
And then you got Google Phone too. I got that app on mine that I try using. I don't know how well it works, but I've never really used it, but I haven't.
I've always, you know, not to like just glorify Facebook, but like I've always been just a huge fan of it's just like simplicity. Like it's everyone has it. You got like just, you know, I'll just message you there. People who have my phone number message me on Messenger instead of just texting me. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why do they do that?
I don't know. I guess it's just like you can just text it, but I guess it's just another outlet to use. And I say, I'm on here on Facebook anyway. I'll just do it. I don't know. I've always wondered that. Like, I still, you know, do you use Snapchat and all that?
I have it. I'm not a big snapper. Okay. I'm trying to be better at Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. I get like four different conversations with the same people on all different platforms right there. And it's just, I don't know how to keep track. And I don't even forget what we're talking about. But I don't know. It's like, all right, what did they say last? All right. Well, I guess I'll just go with this. But especially on Snapchat anyway. But it works, I guess. Somebody's making money from it. So
right.
I guess might as well use it.
There's just too many. I don't like, you can't juggle all of them at the same time without like hiring like a team of 10 people to do so.
Well, speaking of too many, I mean, you're in the film industry, right? So that's what I, you know, keep one of my biggest complaints. There is so much shit to watch now as far as Netflix, HBO Max, Hulu. I can't keep up anymore. Like I have a couple shows I stick to, but then I'm behind on everything else. I mean, do you get overwhelmed by it?
We keep up pretty good. Like that's pretty much me and my wife's prime activity.
Yeah.
We watch a lot of shows together. I'll sit with my laptop and work and like shows will be on. So we'll crank through and she half the time she's just watching TikTok videos while the show's on too. So it's an overload, right?
Yeah, yeah. The mind is just an overload with all that video and information coming at you at one time. I mean,
and the dogs,
I found myself doing that too, scrolling mindlessly through Instagram. It's just like, what the hell am I doing? I miss half the show just because I'm sitting here watching random videos for no reason.
Right, for no reason. No reason at all.
Yeah, it's like, what am I getting out of this? And I finally, my brain snaps out of it. It's like, okay, no. Let me get over here. Let me go watch the show now.
Like, what was the point of putting the show on in the first place?
Exactly, right? Like, why did I do this? Like, I guess I got to have...
The dogs, the dogs is looking at you like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, yeah, like you just every minute throw his ball in every little bit. But,
I keep asking, what happened, man? Do you know it? He's like, dude, I don't have a fucking clue. I'm a dog. I couldn't tell you if I wanted to. Anyway.
But no, I mean, it's just there's so much content out there to watch now. I mean, especially with the phones and YouTube, and it's just almost overwhelming.
Yeah, and then you have to make it and stuff, and it's a real pain in the butt to like do that too.
Man, these first world problems. There's just too much TV to watch,
right? Way too much. Do you watch cooking shows ever?
I got into Anthony Bourdain stuff.
Tony.
Yeah, I like his stuff. I think it was on HBO Max. His Parts Unknown.
Yeah, it's everything's on there. I laid on the floor when I had COVID, and all I did was watch Tony. Go places for like 7 days.
So I watched his shit. His shit's good. I like it. And I just like him as a person. He just seems like a legit cool dude. I mean, and his life. I mean,
did you watch The Roadrunner?
No, I don't think I've watched that one.
It's the documentary about his life.
Wait, is that new?
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, okay.
It was crazy. This shit I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away. I forgot about that. I remember reading something about it, but I never did watch it though. But I know I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast a lot, and he was actually talking about it. I think he actually had, like, I don't know if it was a director or somebody who helped film, but he had them on there or her on there.
Yeah, that's really good. I highly recommend it. I thought I'd cry more, but I didn't. I actually, no, it was just really good.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that, and I guess that's probably about the biggest one. I mean, I've never really, I mean, I guess I know Emerald.
Bang.
Yeah. Yeah, I know him. And
food chefs are so much different. Like my grandpa used to watch old like food, like cooking shows on PBS. Did you ever?
Yeah,
like,
PBS.
Like, yeah, like there was like oh man, what was his name? He was like a fat Southern guy, right? And he was just all about, you know, just had like punch up the flavor. It wasn't Emerald like Bang, but it was like this saying. Oh damn it, I can't remember, but. Old PBS cooking shows that were just like, I don't know, on in the background at my grandparents' house randomly.
Oh, nice. No, I don't remember any PBS stuff. I mean,
Paula Deen, I remember her stuff, and I remember my family watching a little bit of that. I hope that don't get you canceled or anything. But.
Somehow she bounced back.
Did she?
Yeah, I mean, her store is still downtown Savannah. She's around somewhere. Her son has a restaurant here.
I thought she had a restaurant in, I'm pretty close to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And
Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, well, I'm like 3.5 hours from it. I don't know how, what you consider close.
Touche, touche. I didn't know what you considered close.
Okay. I mean, you can take a day trip if you want. I've done that before when I was younger. But I think she had a restaurant there at one point.
Yeah, we used to stop in Pigeon Forge on our way to Asheville, North Carolina every year.
Ooh, Asheville's a... I've been there maybe twice, and it's, yeah, as far as brews and food.
Yeah, it's just a super chill town, man. It is.
Yeah. It is. And it's just so nice. Every time you just walk a block or whatever, you have 14 more different choices of whatever you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And a whole nother, like, it's just different beer, different beers, different beers, different beers, different beers, different beers, different beers.
Yeah. We went down there for a bachelor party. I guess it's, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe longer than that. We got, hope you don't get mad at me telling a story, but we got, my buddy got, okay, who cares? Got so hammered. Like, we were literally a block from where our, I guess we were staying at Airbnb, literally a block from where we were at. Didn't know how to get back there from where we were supposed to stay the night. We got an Uber home, right? From a block. We paid for it. I got out. I don't know what happened to my buddy, but everyone else was left us at the bar. We, you know, we finished it out that night. Anyway, I went back in. You know,
because you're a block away.
Yeah, literally a block away. Got an Uber back to our place from a block away. Then woke up the next morning. And I was like, hey, you know, hey, where's Matt? He's like, I don't know. He didn't come in with you. I said, what are you talking about? We got the same Uber home. And he comes rolling in about an hour later with no shoes, lost all his phone, his wallet, his keys, everything. And he's like, what the fuck happened last night? I woke up in some random van. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah. He's like, I got out of a van in front of a church, and I was, all these people were waiting to go into church. And they see me getting out hungover, and he says, I'm walking out smelling like a brewery.
He just he randomly just crawled into somebody's van and passed out.
He's like, I don't know what happened, but he says, maybe I traded my phone for a place to sleep. I don't know.
Or also maybe bad things happened in that van and he doesn't want to remember.
We were getting, hey, go in the shower, check some stuff out, dude.
Like, if you ever wake up in a van alive, I mean, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. But he's like, well, maybe somebody felt sorry for him and just put him in a van or something and just slipped. So they didn't. Yeah, he was in the passenger side, he said. So he said that felt good.
I found a guy passed out in my car at a place called Skatopia. You ever heard of Skatopia? So it's a skate haven. It was bigger back in like the late 90s and like 2000s. We're all like Bam's been there and like Tony Hawk's has been there. And like it's in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, like closer to West Virginia, right? In the hills, right?
Okay.
Fur Peace Ranch is also out there. It's like Yorma Cochran's like music place. They have Fur Peace Ranch. They teach you how to play music. And there's no white rabbits, I hear, which is disappointing. but I had a point. Just cool stuff in the middle of nowhere. Like that, all those like famous people just hide out in the country where you don't know that they're there. And so you have to like drive to the middle of nowhere in a very complicated back roads to find them.
That's how they hide out. They just go
by. I bet Dave Chappelle's driveway is super long, right? Like,
oh yeah, he's in Ohio. That's right.
Uh huh. But like, I bet his driveway is a very long driveway.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna let anybody just roll up there. I mean, you're gonna have to really figure out what you're doing or know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, most people in the country, that's why everybody had long driveways, right? So you could see someone coming.
Makes sense. I mean, I feel like he'd probably have a few guards out there too. I mean,
I don't think he does. He lives in a really cute town out here. Like, I think he just like goes to the grocery store and he's just Dave in town. Huh. You hear him. Some people are mad at him right now. I haven't watched the special yet, but
I watched it. Yeah, I feel like he's getting a lot of backlash from that special. Which he was just telling a story, and you know, I mean, he may have said a couple things that were kind of, I guess you could say, fucked up. But he's a comic. I mean, most of them say fucked up shit to get laughs, and. You know, they might not really think that, but I mean, I thought it was good. It was typical Dave Chappelle stuff. I mean,
right? It's Dave. What do you guys expect? It's Dave.
But, yeah, I mean, he just told a story about a transgender woman, and it was kind of the whole basis of it all. And I think that's what he's, I mean, I guess transgender woman's not the right term.
Right. See, we are going to fuck it up. Like, just leave us out of it. Just leave us out of it. Like, don't make me call you this, that, or the other. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to fuck it up. Okay. So, like, please, can we just, like, what's up? How are you? Yeah. Fantastic. Goodbye.
I think it's just what people are doing now is just that they're finding things to weaponize themselves with, or words to weaponize themselves, and they're just trying to attack people in any way they can just to, I don't know if it's to make themselves feel better or just trying to bully people or what, but it's like it's just a comedy show. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it, bro. Mm. You know?
Heard. If you if you can't take a joke, don't go to a comedy show. I feel like that's level one shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally, you know, they're going to say some ridiculous stuff, rather from current events. And like I said, you know, it's probably because they might not even think that, but they're going to make a joke out of something just to get some laughs from other people who think it's pretty funny, obviously. So, and it works for Dave Chappelle. I mean, yeah, he's one of these, arguably probably one of the best comics out there.
I mean, Netflix aired it, right? So. Can't be
that. Yeah, I mean, they're doing well. I mean, they've got tons of views off of it, I'm sure. And which is weird.
No press is bad press.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
What do you say? Well, I got to hear that now.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're getting a lot of views off of it. I mean, I don't think they ever tell their numbers, but hell, I mean, he's got a couple specials on there, so I guess they like something.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna try to do food things again. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. What's your favorite food?
Ooh, that's I could really mess up a prime rib.
Prime rib, huh?
Yeah, really good prime rib I can knock out. That's probably my first, like, that's one of my go-to. Just throw me a fat prime rib down. I'm knock that out. I'm part Italian, so I always mess with Italian foods. But, you know, nothing special, I mean.
Do you have a weird thing as a kid that you remember that you're like, man, I wish I could find those again? Candy? Anything. Someone used to take you to this restaurant that, like, the grilled cheese was just like the best grilled cheese, and you never had a grilled cheese good. I have that story.
I mean, honestly, where I grew up, like, there wasn't a lot of big food places. It was all just, I don't want to say Southern style, but just kind of basic food style cooking as far as hamburgers, hot dogs, and fries, and chicken strips, and nothing. You would never go find a restaurant that has a signature dish, based on where I was at. But
it's funny think of it as like it'd be small towns, right? So you sell like, you know, like little diners and like cookeries, or was it when you were growing up, was it already like Applebee's?
No, it was still like, you know, mom and pop shops. We didn't have anything, you know, that big name in where I grew up at. But again, they didn't do anything special, you know, vegetable plates. It was this old, you know.
Yeah, but homemade pies.
Things like that. It wasn't like a diner. It was like a sit down, you know, like what you would think of as like a cruise in diner or anything, but I don't know.
My mom has a favorite place that's down in the middle of nowhere, Rutland, Ohio, called Millie's. It's literally just like this shack, but like it has the best pie, like the best fucking pie. And it's like nobody have, like all the only people who live within a 30-mile radius probably even know it's there, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to drive in the middle of the country.
Is it a certain pie or just all of their pies?
All their pies. Just all their pies. Fucking all of them. Yeah. That lady might be dead now, too. I don't know. That's probably been 15 years, too. But
yeah. No, I mean, nah, I can't really. I mean, my grandma used to get those old, like, strawberry candies. They were actually wrapped in a, looked like a strawberry on the outside and had a green top twist. Uh-huh. I don't see them much anymore. I used to, she'd always have a dish of them when I'd walk in.
Yeah, or like they'd be in like the stores for like the penny candy.
Probably, yeah.
Or for like the donation box, right? And they'd be like, remember that shit?
Yeah, that makes sense. Those.
And they were like, they were like gushers, but hard on the outside. And
exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I miss those up.
I love those things. Those are amazing.
Yeah, like my grandma would always have those things. That and like she always was like the Butterworth or butterscotch candies, and I didn't get into that.
But. Yeah, my grandpa was that guy with the Butterworth.
Yeah, thing. Werther's,
maybe? Werther's originals.
Yeah. I'm not that.
Do you ever have the candy? Remember the candy coins, like the red candy coins.
Red candy? Was there gold candy coin?
No, not the foil wrapped ones. Gummy ones, like gummy coins.
I don't think I know those.
Yeah, it was never on an airport like kiosk thing. Very random.
Yeah. But no, I was trying to think of like an actual, like one of my best meals I've had. But I mean, usually my go-to is just get a prime rib or somewhere, then a sweet potato. And yeah.
What's your day? Really. What's your day job? What's your real life?
My day job?
Batman.
I work in IT for a university here.
Oh, nice. Good times.
Yeah.
So you thoroughly enjoy hanging out at desks.
Yeah, well, I got it's 50% of the desk, and I'm more hands on. So if something goes down, I actually got to go in there physically and try to fix it. So
play with wires.
50-50. Huh?
Play with all the wires and reconnect the shit.
Yeah,
and,
like if just one of the machines go down, I got to get in there and check it out. But yeah, it's usually just first thing. Let me just turn it off, restart it. Hopefully that'll fix it.
And 70% of the time, it does.
No, most of the time it does. You'd be surprised. There you go. You are going now.
Honey, my iPhone's not working. Did you try restarting it? No.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's like they do everything but
it works again.
Weird. That's weird.
It's okay.
But no, I've been doing that for the last few years, so it's not what I went to school for, but
what'd you go to school for?
So I got my master's in PE. And that never worked out. And then I got my bachelor's in PE, and my master's in sports management. And I used that for a while. I was working in the Rec and Wellness building here on campus for about 4 years, I think it was. So then I got this IT job. So I decided to switch. Move to the other side of the house, see what happens, man. I don't know why they gave me the job. I got it.
Right. I got a buddy who just keeps getting the most random jobs. Like he went to school for sound design. But then he used that for a little while, and he was an installer of like home theater systems.
Yeah.
And then somehow he ended up as an arms dealer, like working for like a huge ammunition company that like sells the lightweight bullets, until he finally, his conscience couldn't take it anymore, and he became a realtor.
Well, I mean, yeah, so. You just don't know what life's going to throw at you, but okay. I mean, as long as you're making it work, making some greenbacks, I guess that works.
Like, and I don't know how he just keeps getting these random jobs. And I think he actually has another job besides the realtor now that had nothing to do. He's like a project manager of some kind of doing something. And I'm like, I don't, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you know, just a lot of people just might go, like, for me, they find a different path in life and find something else they want to do and just change their course. And for me, you know, in college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do anyway, but I just thought that would be a good major, and I thought it might fit me, and decided to do it. But I had a few interviews, but never got the teaching job. But you know, it's worked out. So,
I mean, willing to travel? Do you have children or a pregnant wife? Cool. No. Mm. All right.
No, I didn't go down that road, man. I'm just
you're hired. I don't know if you're aware. There's a huge short. Well, I guess not in schools. They probably are still laying people off, or just waiting for professors to even be able to come back right now.
Yeah, most schools. I think most schools are. Well, I know the one I'm working at. We're all in person now, and they don't, unless you actually want to work from home. I guess you still can, but for the most part, they're requiring it be on campus.
Right.
From my experience,
all the adjuncts come back. Maybe. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know what other schools are doing, but this is just around my area.
They got classes here. We got classes.
No.
We got SCAD, Savannah College of Art, and yeah. I spent way too much money on that.
Is that where you went?
I did.
Yeah. It's beautiful down there though.
Oh yeah. Sometimes you have to leave places to remember that you actually really appreciate them.
Sure.
Right. So anytime I like go anywhere else, I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. Can't wait to get back to just quiet little Savannah, where where only two or three shootings happen on a daily basis, as opposed to New York.
I didn't think even two or three would happen down that way.
Oh, no! I mean, we're in the South. We got, yeah. It's kids, man. It's just kids. It's mostly kids shooting kids.
Just because they're just bored and probably don't know what to do?
No, it's gangs. Like, there's definitely... it's gangs. But Savannah does a really good job of covering it up, or just, like, not letting the media get too much of hold of it. But, like...
Well, it's a big tourist spot, because it's a big tourist spot, right?
Oh, yeah. But, like, recently we've had, like, multiple shootings downtown. Like, downtown. Like, there was three in one night. Like, within the same, like, half an hour. Like, It's like, okie dokie. And then one in our like major park, like while we were actually there for that. There's a Howl at the Moon thing that my wife wanted to take our dogs to. And so we took our dogs and we were late. And by the time we got there, they really wanted their gift bags. The girls really, because they paid for this like Humane Society thing, and they wanted their gift bags. And fucking at some point, like we didn't hear it or anything, but like all the like walkers walking the dogs came like rushing back towards where the, you know, the tent or whatever away from where the shot was, and was like, oh, okay. In downtown. Awesome. Yeah, bud. Life's crazy. Dude,
that's pretty
cool. Uh-huh. And the news just kind of, I saw news articles and they just kind of drifted over it. They're like, and, you know, the officers, Savannah's perfectly safe. Like, nobody else, no bystanders were ever injured. In
Well, I mean, I get why they're trying to keep Savannah, you know, that news away from Savannah, but it seems like that would get them a lot of clicks on their articles and stuff. They actually put that information out there. Yes, they do whatever they want.
Yeah. I mean, you got to fix society, and there's no, it's all monetary. And until like you share the monetary, then you can't really fix anything.
That makes sense.
All right. Like, I mean, that's just the very simple basics of it, right? Like, you have to have in order to do. And if you have nothing, you'll do anything to get it.
That's a very good point. I never really looked at it like that, but yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, you start at the bottom. Yeah, if you want to move up and yeah, if you want to get something out of it, yeah, you will, I guess, grind and fight to what you want. So.
Well, yeah, I guess that's just life for some people. And some people are like, hello, here's a silver spoon. you can be or do whatever you want. You just have to pay for it. It's fine.
You get a good shortcut through life. So.
And I hear it helps. I don't know that, or you just end up dead with on an overdose with a hooker somewhere. It's really one or the other.
But yeah, I mean, from what I've seen as far as films and other stuff, yeah, that's, it can't end like that.
Yeah. If just one more heist, all right.
It's always that last one, man.
This is going to be it, man. This is it.
We're done. This is always the end. That's when it goes wrong.
Last one. At any point in time, is anybody hearing what I'm saying and think that this might be a bad idea?
No, it's just one, man. This is one. We're done. This last one. Big job.
But have you ever seen any of the movies about this?
Yeah, bro.
Doesn't matter. We can do it.
We're different this time. We're the exclusion, man.
the rule breakers.
But yeah, every movie, it's always that last one. Doesn't matter.
And it always goes so well. Every time.
Yeah, eventually they might get win parts of it, but man, it just run into every little problem they can that they didn't think about. We got it planned out perfectly, man. There's nothing that can go wrong.
And one of the favorite side characters is definitely going to die.
Exactly. Do you what was that other? It was on Netflix. I watched it. I want to say it was called Heist. It was like a Netflix original. I don't know if Heist is
no
right word, but Scott.
But Heist. No, I'm thinking of Heat.
He had to think about of there's a with the most famous vault in I think it was Spain, and he had to figure out a way to not set it off so they could steal everything out of it. And it was basically like there was a weight distribution on it. They got some engineer from somewhere to forget. Did you not see it? Okay. I'm probably describing it very poorly anyway. I'm
writing it down.
I want to say it's called Heist, but I could be way off on that. But I know if it's a Netflix original, but it was good. It had the guy who plays Norman Bates in it, in Bates Motel.
That guy.
Yeah, yeah. Skinny guy. Kind of nerdy looking.
Yeah. No, he's cool. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's got some pretty good stuff.
I watched all three of the original Psychos as a kid. You ever watch all three?
Really?
Yeah. Do you know there's three, right?
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, the one with Christian Bale on it.
No, back in the original, like.
That far back?
No, like Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
No, I didn't. I've never watched those. And I'm way off base with you then.
Oh, buddy, you should. Okay. All right. Here's a watch list.
Okay. Wait.
I'm not going to make you go watch Citizen Kane, though you should.
I think I watched this game.
Rose.
Hitchcock did Birds, right?
He did Birds.
Yeah, so I watched that when I was little. Man, that one freaked me out a little bit.
But there's actually three of the original Psychos. There's the one in the original in the black and white, and then there's two colored ones that are in color that happened later. I don't know that Hitchcock directed or not. Google it, people.
I'm going to make me a list here.
But, yeah, the original Psycho. There's a – it's on – have you ever watched The Movies That Made Us? It's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix, yeah. Did I watch that? I may have watched a couple episodes of it. I never
You don't even have to watch Psycho. You can just go watch how they made it. And then but then maybe you'll want to actually see it. So it's okay. It's good. It's good. You can deal with the black and white. Yeah.
Wow, well, I'll check it out for sure.
All right. What have you had dinner yet?
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner?
So I had 2 turkey burgers and some quinoa and spinach.
Oh, healthy, sir. Nice. Yeah, that degree is doing some good after all.
Yeah. So on the side, I coach CrossFit on a couple days a week, and I try to compete when I can. So I try to, during the weeks, keep my diet pretty dialed in there.
No prime rib tonight, huh?
Nah, not tonight. But
I'm actually been trying to be vegetarian. So
how's that going?
I found that I actually like a lot of things that I didn't think that I don't actually like the fake meat. Like I don't really like Beyond or Impossible that much. Like, but I do actually like just like the veggie burgers. Like I like regular veggie burgers. They're actually really good. The chick patties from Boca are just like regular chick patties you get at Burger King, right? Like, you know, you get the shitty chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Yeah.
That's basically a Boca veggie chick patty. And you just put it in a pan for like 5 minutes on each side and a cast iron and put mayonnaise on it and lettuce. And it's a goddamn, or the McDonald's, the shitty McDonald's ones, just like those two. Like, so
did you go vegetarian just for your own personal reasons, or did you just want to try something different? Or
I got sick of all the eating the same shit.
Okay.
And I watched a documentary about how actually terrible meat is for you. And I was like, that's it. I mean, I've tried to eat less meat, just generally speaking. But after that documentary, I was like, oh, wow, that sugar in meat will fucking kill you.
Which documentary was it? Which documentary was it?
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. It's either on Netflix or Hulu.
The Game Changers?
Game Changers, because it's about the athletes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good – I watched that one. There's some good stuff to it, so –
I mean, anyway, I cheated a little. I had McDonald's sausage gravy and biscuits about halfway through my month. I was just doing it for a month. And I'll pick pepperoni off of pizza right now.
But, yeah.
I
mean, it's hard if you want to get your proteins in and stuff. You can still do it, but it's a little bit harder, obviously. But
the fake hot dogs, really good. Like, just like you buy the shitty ones. You got to buy the shitty fake hot dogs. Don't try to get like the fancy like sausage shit. No. Yeah. Buy the crappy, because they're just like crappy hot dogs, right? Like the texture, mustard, mayonnaise, put some cheese on it if you want to, whatever. Boom. Like seriously, they're just as bad as ballpark. So I'm just discovering these things that are out there that really do fill the hole of shit that I would normally eat.
When did you start? This month, or how long have you been?
Yeah, October. So
okay,
this is
I cut out all caffeine this month.
Yeah, that's hard for the first like week.
Yeah,
right?
that sucked. Yeah. I mean, it was still more just of a lifestyle thing for me, because it was so easy. Just hey, let's go get a cup of coffee or whatever, and just I didn't even care. I wouldn't even think about how much caffeine I was consuming at all times, and I was consuming ridiculous amounts, and I was still sleeping okay, so I didn't really even notice the difference. Now, you know, I guess when we're 3 or 4 weeks in, that usually when my head hits the pillow, now I'm gone with that. Cause
and you wake up with energy, right?
Yeah, I actually wake up fine.
Yeah, you're feeling great.
Yeah, what? Especially with my workouts and stuff, I'm chugging energy drink on the way down. And
I love doing that. I love taking the uppers and the downers complete. It's so hard to do, but taking the uppers and the downers completely out of your life. So don't drink coffee, right? So
Then we cut out alcohol.
You feel like a kid again. You're just like all this like natural energy.
Weird that,
well, I'm so peppy.
It was just this mindset that my mom was just, I don't know what you want to call it, but say like just telling myself I needed it, but I really didn't need the caffeine. I mean, even in the mornings, like you just said, I wake up and on my way to work, I feel fine. So
do you eat a lot of sugar nowadays? And
No. I've always been low on sugar. So
yeah, so I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to kick the orange soda kick. So I've turned to orange sodas.
They're
bubbly with zero sugar.
I mean, on weekends, I like to crush gummy bears and stuff when I'm watching movies. But other than that, I try to keep
All right.
Pretty low sugar for the most part.
Yeah, sugar and meat. Yeah.
Of course, a couple of Snickers bars after some of my workouts sometimes, but that's just to get the sugar back into my muscles. But anyway.
I eat the Power Waffles, you know, the Kodiak.
Yeah, the Kodiak. Yeah, they're good. Yeah. So. I eat those.
Replacing things, and I don't have to kill anything. That what actually makes me feel best is when I'm eating like that fake hot dog, and I'm like, I didn't have to kill a pig, and this is just as good, right? Because it just tastes like mustard, ketchup, and relish.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I get like when people say they go vegetarian just for the factory farming issues because it sucks, and I agree with that. It's terrible how they do that, but I don't know. I just feel like my body does better when I eat meat. So
I'm going to a farm. We can talk about it on your show.
Okay.
They have the farm and the restaurant and everything. The animals only have one bad day, but we'll talk about that more.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Chris, you want to give some shout outs? Where can people find you?
Oh, for sure. Appreciate you having me. So, let's see, on Twitter at Sheeler Fever, Sheelor, and Fever, obviously. Instagram I use the most, Chris _ then my last name, Sheeler. If you want to catch my podcast, I throw it up on YouTube, Sheeler Select. Just type that in. YouTube, Apple, Spotify, all the major things. And then, just send me an email, SheelerFever@gmail.com. If you ever want to just questions, come on the show maybe or anything, just do that. I keep it pretty simple, pretty easy.
Hit him up, baby. Hit up Chris Sheeler for the Sheeler Select Show, and you can talk about whatever bullshit you feel like talking about.
Exactly.
Obviously. All right. Well, thank you so much, man. Thank you all for listening. If you haven't, again, already, go watch my show. You can follow me at Rashawn Parker on Instagram and Facebook, BeyondTheCheck_ on Instagram, BeyondTheCheck on Facebook, and, you know, just fucking Google it. Cheers, guys.
Nice.